Bank of Cardiff.
Yes, I was just calling to get some information on a business loan.
Okay, I can help you with that. Was there a 16-digit reservation number?
It's 2411-4201-0049-3440.
Okay. And I have Transitions Industries?
Correct.
Okay. And am I speaking with Bobby?
No, actually, it's Kevin Sanders.
Kevin Sanders, okay. Is Bobby still the owner of the business?
Well, it's actually LLC that's owned by basically the investors.
Okay. And are you one of the investors, or?
Yes, but I'm also the vice president of operations.
Okay. And this number you're calling from, is that the business line?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect. And we have your address as 521-468th Street in Lubbock?
Correct.
Okay, great. So what you have received is an offer for financing, and we have a few different programs here. Was there something specific you were looking to use the funds for?
Basically just operating capital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. To finish development of the product. We're in the final stage of development.
Okay, and what does your business do exactly?
It manufactures a hospital bed and a home health bed. And basically, it's a bed that stands up to help safe patient handling and transfer patients.
Okay. And how long have you had this business?
It's probably been in business about 10 years.
10 years.
But it's mainly been in the R&D phase.
Okay. So are there any other products, or is it just this product that has been in development?
Well, we did have a completed product. It was a home unit.
Mm-hmm.
But we have about 50 of those units available.
Okay.
And we'd sold about $1.2 million worth and never did get reimbursed by Medicare.
Oh, wow.
So we found out that we probably, from talking to Medicare, there's things that we needed to change on the bed, and that's probably why.
Okay.
Small things. But so we launched, but then we pulled back, and actually we kind of shifted and went a different direction into institutional. So we've got an actual hospital bed that we're getting ready to launch in April.
Okay. Now, thus far, are there any sales or revenue for the business?
No.
No, okay. And where are you getting most of the funding for this project?
Investor capital.
And okay.
We've raised about $7 million in investor capital.
Okay.
All been used on R&D and
patents.
We've got patents, and then we have a hedge fund that we should be getting a term sheet hopefully by the first part of next week. We thought it was going to be this week, but we haven't received
mm-hmm.
it yet. But we've been approved for about $18 million. And,
wow.
But we don't know if it's going to be a month or 2 months before the funds actually get transferred to our account.
Okay.
So what we're working on is just getting, maybe anywhere from 150 to 200,000 in just working capital. Just
okay.
A lot of it's going to be dependent upon the term sheet. If we get the term sheet and they say it's 30 days, then we probably won't do the loan. But if it's 60 days or 90 days before we get the funds, then we'll probably need that
investment
capital. So we want to go ahead and be prepared.
Our
plans are to pay it off.
Yeah. So this particular program, now do you need any type of equipment or is it just the capital?
It's just the capital.
Just the capital.
Just
okay.
The capital.
So for this particular program, we lend off the revenue of the business. So we would need to see some type of revenue coming in. It could be from this business. It could be from a different business if you are working, you know, if you have another company up and running. We would have to see some type of revenue, and then we would lend based off that revenue. So it would be really difficult if this business isn't, up and running yet. I don't know if there's any other companies that you're a part of.
Would you be able to lend off of collateral?
What kind of collateral is it?
Well, we've got those 50 brand new hospital beds.
Okay, we do, but the collateral is very specific in terms of what they'll use. So what they're kind of looking for would be like heavy equipment, could be vehicles, things that have good market value, things that they can come and, you know, in the case someone defaulted, they could come and get. So that's kind of the collateral they would look at.
What about like a sale leaseback?
That is something they could do, depending on what it is.
Okay.
Are you still talking about the beds, or was there something else that you were?
Yeah. No, it would be the beds.
The beds, yeah. So the beds are inventory, so it's not something that you would be holding on to. You know what I mean? You would be selling them, so they wouldn't be able to use that as collateral.
Okay. Even though we're not going to sell them.
You're not going to sell any of the beds?
No. We're going to hold on to it because we need to make some modifications before we go that route. We're going institutional route right now.
Mm-hmm.
The beds are able to be sold. They're, you know, great. It's just little changes like a breakaway, side rails. So it's easier if they have to do CPR, things of that nature. But it's a home version.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the institutional type version. But I will tell you that the beds were about $8,000 to make.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
They retail for about $15,000. So
okay.
And there's it's new technology. I mean, it's it's protected by patents. So
yeah.
Anyways, I didn't know if that would be something you guys could live again.
We do that, but yeah, but that it would be really. I don't see them using that particular invent. Yeah, just because of the nature of it.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
Now. Once you get up and running, if you need capital for anything, we can help you out. If you need additional capital for more inventory or whatever it may be, we can help you out. We usually only need to see about 4 months of revenue coming in to issue an approval.
Okay. All right. Okay. That sounds good. Well, what are your range of interest rates and terms that you normally, I know there's a range, it's depending on credit and stuff, but what do you guys, are you guys one of those that do 10-12% interest, or is it?
It'll start about 10 cents on the dollar, it'll go up from there because it's unsecured, and equipment will start at about 4% because that's secured. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
All I need to know. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.